All right. It is my honor and privilege to go ahead and introduce our host for today, straight directly from Hawaii, back. I'm sure he's got an awesome tan going on, Mr. Mike Levantovich.
Hey, Lauren, thank you for the introduction. Glad you helped us get things kicked off here. Appreciate that, and Sherry as well. Good to be back here. I got to say, hey, it's crazy. I just thinking back in my calendar, I think I've been in the United States on the mainland for, I think, 3 out of the last 22 days, having been in Switzerland and then the Big Island and then in Maui. But good to be back here. And, we probably had, I think this week, with everybody we had in Hawaii, we probably had one of our lowest app turns. But that's what happens when you take all the big producers and send them away for a week. So it's awesome. We still got some people stepping up and making some things happen. And it's cool seeing that several of those people that were in Hawaii having big paychecks because they've got passive income because their business keeps rolling. When they're out of the country or they had a bunch of business they'd gotten submitted before they left. So good to see guys like Joseph and Paul and Junior with some big checks still rolling in, even while they're out of town and having fun. So good job, guys. Proud of you. Several things we want to talk about. Here's one of the big things, and I think it's been a while since I've been here talking about on this call, but, man, we've got Andy's 212 contest. 212 because that's the point where water turns into steam. It's 90 days, and we're at the midpoint in this contest. It started May 1st. It goes through June 30th, and there's $212,000 in cash on the table, not to mention the other cash that that Foresters and CFG are putting on the table. There's another $20,000 there, plus some other prize money, plus some other incentives. There's about $260,000, $270,000 in cash that will be handed out at our Family Reunion Conference event to the winners of this 90-day challenge. And then we've got other people like Paul Epstein's got his contest is riding along with this using the same metrics to give more people a shot. So I never want to assume that everybody knows how this works. So the first thing is to remind people the top 33 producers from April 1st through June 30th are going to share on 106 of that $212,000 with the top dog getting a $20,000 cash prize. And then I forget the exact prize amounts, but it's then tailored, trickling down to 33rd place. So you have a shot at participating. And one of the things I did here yesterday, I was looking at the updated leaderboards. And just to give you an idea, Michelle Altman, who went to Hawaii for some extra time, she was there in Hawaii, I think, for a total of about 12 days or 13 days because they went a few days early, then had the main trip, then had the extension trip. Here's what's funny is she took 2 weeks off, and she's still sitting here in first place on this contest with $66,900 in premium issued through May 17th. So proud of her. She's not on our team specifically. She's part of the Alliance team, and just proud of her to see her setting the pace there. We got some other guys that were there just in Hawaii. It's funny. I think everybody just about on this list was in Hawaii. Marcus Richardson, Mark Hutchison, Carrie Williams, Debbie Benn, James Coleman, Bill Cook, Brant Swindell, Rob Wilson, Michelle. They were all in Hawaii, so it's kind of amazing. So you might be thinking, well, I don't know if I can compete with them. Well, we just took them out of the field for 10 days, 12 days, more in some cases, so you've got a shot at catching up with them if you want. But here's what I want to do. I want to point out some of the people that are kicking butt on our team that are there, and I want to let people know where they stand and just give them some sense of like maybe how close they are or where they're stacking up on that leaderboard. Because we've got some of the folks on our team that are doing well, that are in the hunt, are already showing up in that top 33, and we want people to see where they are at. So if I look at Mike, for all our team, Junior Korea is clocking in at number 24 with 32,000. We then got Jared Gonzalez at 33 with 29,000. Katrina Gustav, I skipped right over, at 32,100. Jared's in there at 29,600. In fact, if you look at, from basically 33rd place to 23rd place, it's about $3,000, $4,000 in premium separates those 10 positions. Just to give you a sense of how close it is or how tightly packed it is, if we're looking at, number 10 is at 41,000. So Junior Katrina, you guys are like literally $8,000. It's like one or two good days in the field puts you up into the top 10. And, you know, like number 15 is at 36,000. So this is anyone's game. I'd like to think that Michelle Allman is catchable at this point. I hope she's catchable. I know she's catchable. We just chatted her out in Hawaii for 2 weeks. But you know what? She's a warrior. I don't know if you're going to knock her out of the top 10. Maybe you could if you weren't there. But you know what? You've got a shot to be in the top 33 no matter where you're at, just based on what you've seen her do. So that's probably one of the biggest things I want people to see. Other people we've got approaching the top 33 within our group here. We've got Joseph Dukes is out there coming in at 28,837th place. And my leaderboard I've got goes all the way down to 46th place with 25,400. So really, it's about $6,000 or about $4,000, $5,000 separates 46th place all the way up to 33rd place. So we've got a number of people that have a shot at hitting the top 33. That's one, and we've got people that I'm sure I haven't called that know they've had some big weeks. That this next week they may show up in the top 33. So if we've not called your name, man, I'm hoping you kind of have a sense of where you're at. Now, some people, maybe you're a rookie. You're like, man, I don't know if I can make top 33. Well, we put together a contest for you to give you a shot. Where Noelle and I have said, hey, we're going to take the top five for the same metrics, and we're going to put out $1,000 to number one, $500 to number two, $300 for number three, $200 for number four, and $100 for number five. And here's our top 10 so far. Wanda McPhillips coming in at number 10th place of 6,200. Justin Karstich of 7,400. Eric Thomas with 8,800. Alain German at 8,900. Ariel Bulwer just edging out with 8,900. And then we jump into 5th place, John Lehman at 9,600. Megan Wood, who's part-time and works 2 days every other week, coming in 11,600. Brian Beasley, 12,800. Rachel Burke, 19,500. Just getting back from Hawaii on this call. And Lindsey Barron coming in at 19,900. So that's your competition. And really, that's anyone's game. Anyone can go out there and have two good weeks and knock anybody out of the top place there, and from what I've seen. So for our base shop, I mean, outside of Paul Epstein's group, outside of Mickey Cruz's group, hey, you've got a shot at winning this. We're doing a similar contest, or Paul's running a similar contest. Paul and Joseph Dukes are for their team, and they'll be posting a leaderboard for their group here a little bit on WhatsApp, so you'll be able to see that. We're copying Andy's recruiting contest. For those that haven't seen that, again, it's for who gets the most agents started and helping them issue their first policy. Andy Riddle's in first place in the top 33. Noel and I are coming in in second place. We're a little mad, but it's okay. We'll get caught up. But understand the similar side of things. If you're focused on building a sales team, you're going to be rewarded if you're posting in the top 33 there. So a lot of money at stake. And then on top of that, if you're like, I don't know if I can be in the top 33, well, could you issue $10,000 with Foresters and CFG? Because they're going to do a drawing for 10 $1,000 prizes. So you might not make the top 33, but if you can issue $10,000 on a minimum of 10 applications with Foresters and do the same with CFG, you've got your drawing, your name in the drawing for now for a chance at $1,000 from each of those prizes. So you've got several different ways you can pull off and make money. And I'm hoping people see that. I hope they hear it. I hope they believe it, because we're excited about what people are doing. Want people taking advantage of that. Okay, so that's a lot about contest updates. If you're thinking, man, how do I get a jump on things? Leads. Oh, my gosh. I just looked today. 28,000 A leads in inventory around the country. That's 28,000 families that have sent in a letter, called in, or been on our website and filled out a form asking for help. These are A leads that we've not distributed to any agent at this point. So that's a massive opportunity for you if you're trying to goose the numbers and get yourself rolling, build up momentum. If you're thinking, hey, Memorial Day weekend, gosh, I don't know, can I sell? Oh, Memorial Day weekend is one of our best weekends. Why? A lot of people are just hanging out on Memorial Day. They're not traveling. Some people are traveling, but the rest of them are at home. They're treating Monday as another Saturday. Good chance to go meet with them. So you've got a massive opportunity there. Okay, so that's a lot of what we had to cover here today. Let me jump back in, and we've got some guests lined up here for today. One of the first ones we've got, was on her first trip with the Alliance qualified. That's Elena Orakova. Elena, do we have your line there? In fact, let's go ahead and get you opened up.
I'm here. Aloha, everybody.
All right. Elena, so did you have a safe trip back from Hawaii?
I am still in Hawaii.
You're still there. Did you decide not to come back?
Yeah, they didn't take me on the plane.
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. So, Elena, here's what I know is that we've got, and, you know, we had an awesome time getting to know you a little bit being there. But now it sounds like you've decided to stay a little extra. Good for you. Talk to me a little bit about your experience in Hawaii. What was one of the most fun things, most fun experiences that you'll never forget having been over there?
Oh, my God. There were quite a few. It's really hard to choose which one to talk, but there were definitely a couple of epic experiences. This is something, well, start talking, it's my first time in Hawaii ever. I've never been on the island before. I've never traveled with the Lions. There were so many, like, first things. And we did one thing that I will definitely not forget. I think other people who did it with me will not forget. We basically, there is a point at the big island. It's a south, very southern point. It's called South Point Cliff Dive. So it's a 40-foot cliff, and it's a very southern point of the United States. So we were a group of people, we drove there, and we jumped from that cliff. Like, I never jumped from anything before, I never even jumped to the pool. So that was definitely something that I've never done, and, you know, it was awesome to share that experience with people.
So with that, all right, so you never jumped. So now, yeah. Hey, how long did you have to stand there on the edge of this cliff before you decided to jump once you got up to the top?
Oh, my God. You know, it was a long time. I don't know, maybe 5 minutes. I don't know, like quite a few minutes. I was hesitating. And the funniest thing, I thought I'm just going to go do it because I've never done, had no expectation. And we were in the car. Junior was driving, and he, like, I'm talking about, like, the whole cliff thing 25 minutes ahead of the jump. He was a little scared. And I was like, no way I'm going to be scared. I'm just going to jump. I'm just going to do it. And when I walked to the edge of the cliff and I looked down, I'm like, okay, I might need, like, another minute or so. So that was, it was really scary, but it was 100% worth it. It's an unbelievable experience. And, fun thing, a lot of people did it. I believe almost everybody who were in the car with us, we had Junior, we had Nathan, but Nathan jumped the other day. Jen and her brother, it was an awesome experience. I would definitely not forget that day.
All right, well, good. Well, hey. That's cool. You know, we create some great memories, and the fact that you were doing it with some cool people, some friends, that's awesome. Love that you had a chance to do that. Talk to me about someone that maybe you really got to know better, that maybe you didn't know before, that you just got, you're glad you had the chance to hang out with and really get to understand them more.
Yes, sure. It was great experience because usually, you know, hotspot is a great way to meet people and talk to them at the night owl. But there are some people who are not at my hotspot, people from different cities, still on Mike's team, on other teams. And you know them, you know they're awesome on the phone calls, but it's totally different experience when there is a chance to actually hang out with people and see how they are and spend time with them. It was definitely a great pleasure hanging out with Joe Dukes and his daughter, with Paul and Valerie. I you know, those definitely people who on the phone calls and, you know, examples, people, Mike Jr., Mickey, well, like, you know, people definitely used as a great examples. And it was really nice to get to know them and actually have some fun, you know, at dinners, see how they are in person. So it definitely, you know, made me feel really comfortable and this kind of feeling like watching people instructing in between, like how cohesive and how warm Mike and Wells, like how you guys created such a great environment within the team. That was something that I knew that's how it is, but that's something I got to experience. It was really nice. And there were
awesome.
There were some people outside of the team, like had like several lunches, like Terry Edwards and Tia. They're such good people. Had like some activities with outside people from outside of the team. Was awesome. Like get to know them. It's I would probably not have this opportunity if not this trip. That was great.
Okay. Well, good. Well, hey, glad you got to do that. What's something that you learned business-wise that you like you're going to be taking back with you that you're thankful you learned that you just got to get deeper on and get to understand or something you found helpful?
There was one day, I think it was day one, we were in the car with Justin Bellick and Katrina and Junior were there. A lot of people, Rachel, her husband. So, oh my God, got to mention, Rachel, so awesome. I had a great time with her as well. So many people, hard to, you know, so many things hard to keep in mind, everything. So, Justin was talking more about Leeds, even though Justin is from my home hotspot, but we had a long ride and it was like a great relaxing opportunity. We were just like recording. And I definitely got a couple of things that from this conversation that I didn't realize before, like technicality-wise, right? Like I had leads, I had referrals that I didn't call because I was not sure about the approach or didn't feel comfortable. And there were definitely a couple of things that he pointed out that I'm definitely going to use and I feel like empowered and actually excited to do it. So that was definitely a very worthy conversation. I'm glad I have it recorded, and I am definitely going to take it on.
Awesome. Well, good. Okay. So you learned some business stuff. You built some relationships. You had some good experiences. Talk to me about what it took for you to qualify last year. Like, tell me, did you feel like you were killing it the whole year? Did you work every month? Did you take some time off? How hard was it for you to hit the numbers of what you had to do?
It wasn't like hard, like one huge big effort in a short period of the time. It was definitely something that I did differently because that's my first trip. So, but I did work consistently for 7-8 months. And I did take some time. I went to Russia. So it was not like I was working like the whole year. At the same time, when I worked, it was the consistent work. I kept up with my schedule. So in the beginning, I say like a year and a half ago, like 2 years ago, like for me, those trips, they were like, sort of like, I'm not sure, I don't know, but again, I was not consistent the way I was last year. But now the way I see it, it's really not hard to qualify for this trip. It's just like following the directions and keeping up with the schedule. That's like the biggest thing. And it doesn't occur for me as something like difficult. And even if, I don't know, there are probably some people on the phone call who just joined the company. Like if you never sold anything, and you just started, and you, like, so many things going on, like, intensive trips. Like, you can definitely qualify for this trip if you just work every week. And even though there's been, like, a few months since since the contest started, it's definitely something that's an opportunity for everybody. Like, you can do it, like, 7 months, 8 months, 12 months. And if you do it for this whole year, that's definitely a big shot for extension for anybody. And that's what I'm going for this year.
Cool. So how many months did you spend in Russia last summer or last year?
I was in Russia for about 3 months.
About 3 months. So you did it on a 9-month effort you got qualified for. Okay.
Yeah.
So now this year you saw what it took to earn the trip. So how focused are you on making sure you qualify for Paris?
I'm focused. I'm just, you know, keeping up with my schedule. I'm on the field every week. And, you know, now I'm going to, like, push on the referral side as well. So I am focused. Like,
okay.
I was told by Terry Edwards, yeah,
uh-huh.
once you earn this trip, like, there is no excuse to miss after the
yeah.
first time.
Yeah.
So that's what I was
right
told,
there.
And that's what I'm that's what I'm going to do.
Okay. Now, so you've been on the regular trip. Now, I wish you could have been around for the extension trip, because on the extension trip, it was even a nicer Fairmont property at the Kealani there in Maui. I think if you like the Fairmont Orchid, you love the Fairmont Kealani down there in Wailea. It is a crazy beautiful resort. I mean, in fact, we were hanging out at Angie and Jane's private suite there off one of the days, and they had their own private swimming pool as part of their suite, just to give you an idea. And so several of us out there hanging out poolside, just having fun. But that was crazy fun. And so when we're in Switzerland next year, you're not going to want to miss that, Elaine. I'm like, I'm telling you, you've seen how good it is on the first part. There's fewer people. It's a smaller group. It's a little bit more intimate in that group, and we're just able to do some more cool things. So I would tell you it's worth fighting for to get there to Switzerland. So, hey, I'm so fired up that you're here and able to speak up. And I like the fact that, hey, maybe you didn't qualify for the trip your first year. Maybe you had to work and overcome some things. If you're here and you're like, man, I didn't make it on my first year, it's okay. We're still going to have just as much fun when you do make it. You're still invited to join us. You're invited to overcome and be there. And, Elaine, I'm so glad you're there. Let's keep rocking. Okay?
Yeah, and just really quick, I just want to thank everybody on the trip. And it was, like, such an awesome experience. It was a great pleasure hanging out with all of you guys. Mike, you took such a great care of us. It was awesome timing. So just thank you, everybody. Thank you, Alliance. It was amazing.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you for qualifying, and we need you leading the charge here and getting into Andy's top 33 contest here this next month and a half we got left. So let's get you back, let's get you to work, and let's get you. You are top 33 material. Okay, Elaina?
I'm in. Thank you, guys.
Okay, awesome. All right, good. All right. Hey, next up, another buddy of mine qualified his first trip. I'm so excited to have him on this call. We've got Mr. Alain German. Alain, are you there?
Woo! What's up, Alain? Tri-State.
Woo!
Fire up. Can you hear me, Mike?
I'm hearing you loud and clear. I think if anybody's asleep, you just woke them up, so that's good.
Oh, my goodness, man.
All right, buddy. All right, so tell everybody who you are, where you're from.
Tell you about what?
Tell everybody who you are and where you're from.
My name is Alain, not a circle, Alain. Alain German from Miami. I was born in Ohana.
Okay. Hey, Alain, you're breaking up a little bit. I don't know if you're driving or if you're sitting still, but we lost part of what you're saying. Why don't you try that again?
All right. Can you hear me now?
So far, yes.
I apologize. I'm on the road running to some appointments, but my name is Alain, not a circle, but Alain, German. I am from Miami. I have the hotspot. Our hotspot is in Miami, Florida, and I am originally from the Dominican Republic and now part of the tri-state family, Ohana. Did I come out loud and clear?
Yes, that came out much better. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So Alain, so you're out there in Hawaii with us, and did you and Carolina make it back safely?
Oh, yeah. We had a great, great flight coming back home.
Well,
because we slept half of the flight.
Yeah,
half of the way.
Awesome. Okay. So, hey, what was one of the most memorable things that you got to do or experience while you were there on this trip?
Wow, Mike, it's so hard to think about just like one memorable experience. Every day was a book. I was speaking to Mickey Cruz, and every day was like a book of beautiful things that were happening. I mean, this trip was indescribable. But one of the things that really impressed me the most is the big island of Hawaii has 5 volcanoes. So we went to see 3 of them, and we went to see 2 of the biggest volcanoes in the world, which is Mauna Loa and Mauna Kea. And they are like 13,000 feet up in the air. So we rented a Jeep, a Wrangler, and we were like topless going, not the Jeep was topless, so we were going to the mountain. And it was 83 degrees, so we were, like, taking the shirts off and bathing suits. And then when we going up the mountain, it dropped 20 degrees. And we had to put the top on and put the heater on. It went from 83 to 64. And I was like, oh, my God, where are we? And then we passed the mountain to another town. We went across the island to a town of Hilo. And that was like a tropical rainforest. It was so green compared to the other side that was dry where we, on the big island where we were. And it was full of trees, and it was like a rainforest, and it was raining. And we took the scenic route. Oh, sorry, we went to eat at a restaurant that was, it was called The Pond. And when we got there, it was a natural spring lake, huge. And the restaurant was in the pond, and there was they had a pond of giant koi fish. It was just the food was amazing, and the view was spectacular. And then we took pictures of the mountain of Kamehameha, which was the one that united all of Hawaii. And then we took the scenic route, and we saw about 50 waterfalls that would lead to the sea really close in the scenic route. And we saw another volcano called Kohala. And it was just, I don't know how to describe it, but it was just incredible, the experience. We saw goats, we saw llamas, we saw donkeys. They had everything.
There you go. Cool, man. That's awesome. So while you're there, you're experiencing this beauty, this awesome place. It's very unique. And, you know, while you're there, who is someone that you got to know better that maybe you didn't know as well coming in, that you just because you happened to be there? Who's a leader or someone that has made an impression on you that you're excited to get to know?
Well, I kind of like knew James Comer. We sat with him, but really who I said was and really got to know was Patrick Connors, which is part of the Avian team and part of from your guys' team, Noel and Mike. And Patrick was, I really got to know about his family and about his life and about his hot spot. And about a little bit about you guys, he was telling us a little bit about you guys, when you guys started and all that good stuff, and it was just amazing. It was incredible, that relationship. I built a relationship with a lot of people that were very relaxed on this trip, but that relationship was, like, really solid there. We spent a whole bunch of time talking about his children and his family.
I've got to tell you what, Patrick, you know, he's been mine and Noel's running buddy for 18 years now. And Patrick was right there when Noel got started in going to a licensing class back in 1999. And Patrick's got a massive business, had several people there on the trip. And just cool to see him and his wife, and they've had 10 kids. I think they only had 2 kids when they got started. But they added 8 kids to their family through the alliance and the program. And the fact that he's able to be on this trip is just cool. I love that you got to spend some time with him. Great guy. Awesome. What's something, you know, that you got to learn and take back and start to put to use business-wise, Alliance?
Well, I took 2 things. So the first one, was something like what Elena mentioned. I was talking to James Coleman and about the way that he sent the referrals, which really impressed me. When he gets the 10 referrals, already had knew how to ask for it, but he takes a picture and sends it to the client with the referrals, with the ERS, the emergency response system, and tells them, sends them a copy of a text so they can copy paste and send it to the customer, and to send it to their contacts. And we implemented that right away. And we had, when we called in the referrals, they're like, oh, we've been expecting your call. And that was mind blowing because nobody has ever told me they're expecting my call. It was awesome. And the second one, I left it from my master instructor, Mike Leventovich, which is, when we're recruiting, and helping other people come into the business, like getting them prepared so they can, have their own protection, because it's really important for them to protect their families. And I never thought about how important that is, Mike, until you mentioned it. It's one of the 8 steps, but I think that you have to do that on yourself, but it's good to help them prepare something that they like or something that they feel comfortable with from our products, and help them, guide them through that process.
Okay, cool. Awesome, man. So talk to me, how challenging was it for you to wrap up and qualify for the Hawaii trip? Like, how close was it for you?
Well, it was very hard. It was to the last moment. I fought to the last moment, and I had your help, Mike, Noel. They helped me immensely. And if it wasn't for them, I probably wouldn't win the trip. I had to listen to them. I had to be focused, and I had to fight to the last drop. I couldn't do it in 9 minutes. Like a bear to the last minute. And we were still wondering until they announced it. Right, Mike?
Yeah. So now here's a question. Now, you said you fought really hard up to the last minute, but now here's a question because some people are wondering. Did you fight really hard every month for 12 months, or did you kind of like maybe not so much during the first 10 months and then fought really hard in the last month and a half or two? Did I lose a line? Are we still? I still got you there, buddy. Oh, here we go.
Oh, okay. So what had happened was, yeah, you hit it right on the dot. You let things slide by because you don't know if you're going to qualify or not, and then you get a call and you're like, hey, you can make this trip, and you're like, what? 2 months left, woo! And then you're like, you push it really hard. To anybody right now, today, you got 6 months. There's people that have won this trip already, Paris, in the first 3 months that I know. So this is, anybody can win, and in plus they're giving away if you're new, they're giving away so many bonus. It's almost a giveaway. They're giving away, you can get 40,000 points.
Yeah, Alon, you're breaking up a team. Alon, pause there for a second. Alon,
okay, can you hear me? They're giving away like 50,000 points.
Right, so slow down.
Okay.
Just recap a couple things that you said, because I don't think it came through clear. So first thing is what I heard you say is that, and this is big, that you weren't sure that you believed you could qualify until we called you up in October and said, look at how close you are, you can make it. And I
if
anybody here is listening, or if you're talking to someone on your team, if we could use this moment to say, hey, you can make it, we believe in you, it's worth fighting harder now because you are close. You're closer than you realize, even though you might feel far away. If I could somehow impart that thought to you, instead of waiting until October to give you that thought, that would be huge. Because if we can get you to fight now as hard as Alon fought in November and December, it'd be easy. So you've got that extra gear. If you can find it now, boom, you could take off. The next thing is, this might be your first call with us. And we've got several ways for you to pick up bonus points. Alon, one of the first ways is by writing your first application with Foresters or Columbian Financial Group. You can do that and pick up 10,000 bonus points. Second way,
that's right,
if you jump in and you register for our family reunion event within like 10 or 15 days of being contracted, you can get, I believe it's up to 20,000 bonus points.
Oh, my God.
10,000 for registering, 10,000 for attending. So there's 30,000 points. Then you've got the ability to earn promotions as a business developer, business promoter, and team builder. Could take you another 30,000 bonus points. There's 60,000 points right there.
Wow.
Now you only need 55,000 of points to personal production to qualify. So if you're sitting here listening saying, hey, can I qualify, or hey, can this new person on my team qualify? Absolutely. Absolutely. So just a heads up. So it may seem distant. You might not realize. You might think it's hard, and you're going to have to work. You're going to have to change some things. But if we get you to believe, that would be my one goal from this call. So, Alon, talk to me. How important is it for you to make sure you're on track for Paris, and how seriously are you thinking about Switzerland right now and hitting that extension number?
Well, right now I came back with a different mentality, because when you're on the trip, you don't want to miss a trip. I will never want to miss a trip. I don't know if I could say this, but I would rather die than miss another trip. This is the best. You see people in their best. You see people relax. You have fun. Everything's paid for. It's just incredible. Nobody should miss a trip. Nobody. And it's indescribable. Like, I'm really serious. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to get the extension. I want to get the extension. I need to get the extension. I want to go to Switzerland. I want to be in Paris. I saw the suites that you guys were had it over there. It was, wow, they put the pictures. I was like, oh, my God, I need to be in one of those suites in Hawaii. Well, I couldn't fight hard. I want to fight hard now. I want to give it my all. It changed my life, this trip, because they say they're one-in-a-lifetime trips, but every year I want to be in one of those once-in-a-lifetime trips, you know?
I'm with you, buddy.
It's incredible.
Ooh-wee. All right, so So I love that. I love that you're focused and that you're fun. And Bo, we need you there, and not just Paris, but in Switzerland, because we're going to take you paragliding and have you run down the side of a mountain and be airborne with us when we're in Switzerland next year.
Woo-hoo! Yeah!
All right. Well, thank you for being here. Hey, we've got another first-timer on the call with us, Alon. Thank you. Appreciate you being here. We got Rachel Burke who's here. Rachel, are you with us?
Hey, Mike, I'm here.
Awesome. All right, good. I know you were with a client just a second ago. Were you able to help that client out?
I sure was, yep. 85 a month policy.
All right. Which carrier did you write that with?
AIG.
AIG, and hey, AIG is now trip approved, so 85 a month times 12, that's $1,000 in points. You just got 1% closer to going to Paris.
That's right, man. That's awesome.
Hey, it's good stuff. All right. Hey, good job. All right. Cool. All right. So you got that done. Good job. Rachel, tell people who you are and where you're from, and just a little bit about kind of where you're at when you found us.
All right. Well, my name is Rachel Burke, and I was hired by Nick Secord, and I live in Springfield, Missouri. I have been with the Alliance now for right at a year and a half, and prior to this, I was a substitute teacher, and before that, I was a full-time middle school English teacher.
Awesome. Cool. Okay. And so last year, you got started, and would you say you were more part-time or more full-time when you got started last year?
More part-time.
Okay. And how long do you think it took you to kind of get to anywhere close to a full-time effort last year?
I'd say it's about 3.5 months, because my first, probably about January, February. Yeah, it was almost 3 months, because I was full-time substitute teaching for about 6 to 8 weeks. For a teacher. So I first started, I was full-time really for 3 or 4 weeks. Well, I say full-time, trying to figure out everything, still learning the ropes. And then I went to convention, was super motivated, and then I went right into full-time teaching because I'd already committed to that before finding the Alliance. So I was doing this part-time, and then like about two nights a week,
And then at the end of March of last year is when I was able to just focus on the Alliance.
Okay, gotcha. All right. And so at what point did you realize, well, let's back up. Well, no, keep going. At what point did you realize you could make and qualify for this Hawaii trip?
I mean, I was really trying hard the whole year, but I would say probably by, you know, probably by about October, I knew I had a pretty good chance, but unfortunately, I should have kicked it out a little harder and I would have earned Maui, but yeah, probably by, you know, end of fall, I knew I was for sure going to win it, but I was kind of cutting it close there at the end.
Okay. All right. So now talk to me about, you know, what one experience for you made it worth it? What was one of the best experiences you had when you were over there?
I had so many wonderful experiences. Hard just to say one, but for me, I would say my number one favorite experience was swimming with dolphins in the ocean. And then we went on the same day, we went to a spot called Captain Cook, which is the number one spot to snorkel in all of Hawaii. And it was in an actual reef with beautiful, colorful fish everywhere. And that was amazing. I had never had an experience like that before.
Hey, dolphins, them things, they eat other things. Did you know that? they got
thankfully humans are not one of them.
And they like shark. They look like sharks. How do you know it wasn't a shark with a smiley face?
Well, because my face was in the water and I could tell the difference.
Okay, well, that's good. I'd be like, man, how do you know the difference? It's like got same dorsal fin. Okay, all right. So you're out there seriously swimming with dolphins. How close were you getting to these dolphins in the wild?
Some people were getting really, really close. Some people were actually chasing them, which they weren't supposed to do. But I would say some of them got within probably 10 feet from where I was.
Wow. Crazy. All right. That's up close and personal. That's better than going to SeaWorld. You just sit up in the stands. They just kind of, you know, flap at you from like 200 feet away.
It was really neat. I mean, yes, it was really cool.
And these are all wild dolphins. They ain't been trained. They just, you're out there with them. That's crazy. Oh,
yeah.
Gosh. Okay. So you got to do that. Who's someone that you got to know business-wise, someone on the team that you got to spend some time with, and you just like, oh, my gosh, I did not know that about this person?
I spent a lot of time with Junior and Katrina. We went on a waterfall excursion kind of day where we went around and just drove around trying to see waterfalls, and Junior was crazy and wanted to, like, climb up the waterfall. I just watched from a safe distance since I'm pregnant. And we also went up to the top of one of the highest mountains in all of America. It was 14,000 feet, and we got to see the stars at night. That was really cool.
Wow. Cool. That's awesome. Okay. So you got to do that. And what's something while you were there, getting to know, you know, Katrina and Junior better, what's something you learned business-wise? You're just like, I'm putting this to work as soon as I get back. I'm going to start doing this. What's that one thing for you?
Well, from Junior, I was really inspired just to want to work more. I mean, just learning his work ethic and all, I mean, that really did inspire me to want to pick up my game. And then also while I was in that car ride around the island with them, Justin Balick was in the car with us too, and I got to learn a lot from him about referrals and how he asks for referrals and what he says when he calls referrals. And that was huge because in, like, March and April, he wrote something like $90,000 or $100,000 in business, and he said that, like, 90% of that was from referrals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's crazy, isn't it?
It is. Definitely would love to just have more free business than having to pay for leads.
There you go. All right. So what's the – how – committed are you to making sure you win the Paris trip next year?
Absolutely. I'm very committed. I will have a 6-month-old baby at that point, and I have not figured out the logistics of it, but I am 100% committed. I mean, these trips are amazing. It just blows your mind, all the things that Andy sets up for us. All the meals are amazing. The luau was amazing. Everything is top notch. I mean, the resort was amazing. I have never stayed in a resort that nice before. I mean, I just felt very catered to the whole time. All the gifts that they give us every single night, that you come back to your hotel room and you're excited to see what the gift is going to be. It's just crazy. I mean, it's really a top-notch trip, and I cannot wait to see what Paris and Switzerland is going to be like.
Oh my gosh, it will be amazing. I promise that. There's so much good stuff you're making me remember now. But you know what? One of the things that you said. You know what? My mind is swimming in thoughts. I want to get my mind right here. As you're talking about, you getting back and getting to Paris and getting moving. And just knowing, you're talking about having a baby, you know, say, hey, you got a baby? We all got, and you know what? Somebody else has got some other situation they're going to have to deal with. You know, somebody else, maybe their parents are you know, going into a nursing home, or they've got a kid that's going through something, or their spouse is going through something. Somebody's going through something, and we're all going to have to battle through something this year. So if you've got this mindset and emotion saying, man, I'm fired up about getting this done, and you know what? There's going to be some kind of junk that's going to be swimming around the corner, and as you turn that corner, it's going to come out and get you. And your job is to keep your mind on what you want as you're working past that, and focus on what you're wanting, not the situation. Focus on what you want. Yes, you got to deal with the situation, but you got to focus on what you want. So
yeah,
with that, you know, hey, you're going to have a baby. Hey, guess what? I got some cool ideas for you just on, hey, you're going to have a six-month-old. Here's some neat things to keep in mind. Number one, you could take the baby with you. You know, as a breastfeeding infant, you could take it with you. Or you could say, hey, want to leave it at home. You know, I don't know if you knew this, but on airplanes, if you get a bulkhead row, they have a bassinet. If you're on one of these long flights, you know, the bulkhead row on most aircrafts, you request you can put your baby in the bassinet. They just mount the bassinet, like, to the bulkhead in the airplane. And so you've got the ability to do that. So you're like, how do you fly with a baby? How do we know that? We took our baby on a trip once. So
that's cool.
We've done that before. It's cool. So you think, was that possible? Or, you know, the other thing I learned on the airplane is I was back when they used to have SkyMall. They don't have them anymore. But they used to have SkyMall. They had little things that you might see that are neat. You'd be flying on an airplane. We saw this cat feeder. And what you would have is, like, you could put, like, 7 days of cat food in this feeder. And it was, like, on a dial that was set to a timer, so every day it would open up to where the day's worth of food would drop out of the chute. So what we did is we bought one of those for each of our kids, and then we put in their favorite cereal in there so we could leave them unattended, and they would have, like, their bowl of cereal drop out every day, and they'd be just fine. So that's another strategy you can use for taking care of your kids if you're traveling. So see, you're like, is he serious? I said, well, partly. But we got a nanny too, so that helps out. But hey, bottom line is, you know, you can have fun with this, and I'm so excited for you and Fred. I'm curious, what was Fred's impression of being on a trip like this? Does he get anything like this from his job?
No, definitely not. No, as an IT guy, he does not get free trips like this.
Okay, so what was his thoughts coming back, and if he was coming back, what were some of his things he was sharing and telling you?
I mean, he was completely impressed by all of it. He just couldn't believe how nice everything was, and, you know, he was bragging about it when he was talking to family members, like, we were at this really nice resort, and, I mean, not, like, bragging, but just, you know, I could tell he was proud, and he told me several times, like, I'm proud of you, I'm glad you won this, you know, I mean, he really felt very happy that we were able to have that experience. You know, we had gone to Hawaii 10 years before, but it was not on this level. I mean, I had a friend that moved from Missouri to Hawaii, and we were, like, sharing one of their bedrooms in a two-bedroom duplex. It was not the same caliber of trip.
That's like a Motel 6 caliber.
Pretty much. So this was
awesome.
Definitely Hawaii on a whole other level.
All right. Well, Rachel, hey, girl, I know I see your numbers popping up there on our top 33 contest. And I know you got a shot at winning the version that Noelle and I have gotten. Look, you got a shot at putting yourself up into Andy's top 33. You come back and get to work here. Totally proud of you. I know you've had a good start to this quarter. let's keep it up. Now that you're energized and rejuvenated, let's keep a focus. Totally believe in your ability to rock this thing. And for anybody else that's listening, hey, we need you. Paris is where it's at. That's what we're focused on now, this top 33 212 contest on the selling recruiting. Let's get after it. We need y'all. Guys, take care. Bye.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.